You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and it's a wonderful Tuesday morning. The weather has just been delightful these last couple of days, and guess what? The Cubs are on a winning streak. They have won four games. They're creeping back, heading towards first place, 3.5 games out in the Central Division. Good morning. Our guest today is Deacon Davis Fair, and I'm delighted to have him on this morning. Deacon, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. We've got you remotely this morning, and I'm glad that you are taking the time to join us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Deacon, tell the audience a little bit about you, you know, what parish you're from, and how is it that you became a deacon?
Well, I am a senior deacon now, and I serve at the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows on the west side of Chicago. And the story of me becoming a deacon probably has a lot to do with our conversation this morning. And this was about 20 years ago, I would say, that I was at a particular church. I won't mention the name of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to this church, and I asked myself a question. Why was I there? Because I was not being fed.
Okay.
And I stopped going to church for quite a long time. And one Sunday morning, my wife, who was very involved in that particular church, asked me, would I go to church with her one morning, on Sunday morning? And I told her, yes, if we go back to our old church. And to make the long story short, I haven't missed a Sunday of church since then, except for times of being ill. So, you know, the question was raised even at the retreat, Father Joseph Brown.
Back up, though, Deacon. Back up before you start talking about the retreat.
Okay.
Yeah, because you haven't quite answered the question completely. Now, what you said was you started going to church and, you know, quite faithfully, I hear.
Yes.
But how did you become a deacon?
Well, that's my pastor at the time was Father Tom Walsh.
Okay. And I love Father Tom Walsh. I think we all do.
And Father Tom was pursuing me for, I imagine, 4 or 5 years. And he evidently saw something in me that I didn't see in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept asking me to think about becoming a deacon. And each time I would tell him, "You must be crazy." I'm not. And that went on for a number of years.
Right.
And one Sunday morning, I was usually the one who would open up the church and stuff like that on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
This was one Sunday morning in the fall of the year. It was cold and raining, and I had opened the church, and Father Tom, right after Mass, he came to me, and he said, Davis, he said, think about becoming a deacon. And then every time before, I just out of hand said, no way. This time I said, I'll think about it.
Okay.
That was the mistake I made. And I went home and I spoke to my wife and I told her, I said, you know what, I'm going to think about the idea of becoming a deacon. And I prayed on that for a couple of weeks. And so I went back and I told him, I said, yes, I will. Looking, you know, to get into becoming a deacon.
You know, Deacon, that story, I think, is probably similar to a lot of stories out there. You know, my own story, I ran, I say, for 8 years, you know, but I thought also at that time that, you know, I was searching and I was thinking I was in the right place. And then I realized maybe this isn't the right place. So
yeah.
I definitely was discerning the call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't say that I was running, you know, completely per se. I was, you know, discerning the call. I tell you what, though, we're running out of time this first segment. I'm going to take a break right now. We're going to rejoin you in a second.
Okay.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Theology on Tap draws a packed house to its kickoff event at a River North bar. The Archdiocese releases its annual list of priest assignments. The Brothers Malcrone, Fathers Tom and Joe, are moving on after 7 decades of serving first responders and the deaf community. And we take a look at the new state budget and how it impacts social services.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
Hello, this is Pat McCaskey. Catholic Charities and the Chicago Bears have been neighbors for nearly 100 years. We always admire courage, character, and perseverance. Who better fosters those virtues among our most vulnerable neighbors than Catholic Charities? Congratulations to Chicago's Good Samaritan for 100 years of providing help and hope. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
So, Deacon, you know, I was saying before the break that I was discerning my own call for quite some time. You know, I wasn't running away necessarily, and I, in fact, knew that God was calling me. I guess I wanted to make the right decision at the right time to some degree. I kind of knew, I believe, you know, at some point in time I was going to make a commitment. But what I was thinking about when I was listening to you is, yes, Father Tom was, you know, urging you on a couple of years, though. But what inside of you triggered you? Surely God must have been tapping on your shoulder as well.
Well, you know, I come from a background. I was raised at a church, attended grammar school, high school, and I've always been in the church and been a part of different things within the church itself. And it was, I guess it was something that was just there, you know, the call was there. But sometimes we don't hear. And that was probably what was going on in my life, that it was my background, I think, more so than anything else. Back at St. Malachy, you know, I was just so tied up in the church and everything, and as I grew older, well, you know, we kind of drift away sometimes. And but it's still that call is there, you know, that we can't run away from it, even though we don't recognize it at the time. And like I said, I mean, it was something that someone else had to recognize in me, to awaken in me, you know, the possibilities. And that's the deep thing about the whole situation is the possibilities.
Yes.
You know, we all possess possibilities, but how do we, you know, unearth those things that are deep down inside of us?
Well, that is I guess a good way of looking at it, definitely. But oftentimes it is someone else who sees it and who calls it to attention. And I always say, you know, that's God speaking to us through someone else, because he can't speak no other way outside of, you know, a human.
It so reminds me of 12 guys that Jesus called to follow him. You know, I mean, they had no intentions on you know, anything else but being fishermen, you know. So, you know, we all have those things that are in us, but we go through this life not on our own plans. You know, it's the plans that God has made for us.
Amen.
And, you know,
amen.
We have to kind of sometimes stop, and that's one of the things that we have to do. You know, we don't do enough of it sometimes.
So, Deacon, you're married, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you're married to Roberta.
Roberta and I have been married for 59 years.
Oh, my God. That is hard to believe. You're both still very young.
And she told me she still likes me.
How is she doing?
She's doing fine. I she's sitting here right here with me. If you would like to speak to her, she would be glad to say good morning to you.
Well, let her say good morning to us, yes.
Okay, here she is.
Okay.
Good morning, Deacon Cook.
Good morning, Roberta. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. You know, you guys are such an inspirational couple to all of the diaconate, and I'm sure to your parishioners as well.
Yes.
So tell me, Roberta, people don't know, or people who don't know you don't realize that you're just one excellent cook.
Oh, wow.
And you can bake as well.
Yes, I've been heard. that's been said to me many times that I can cook.
So have you cooked up a new dish lately?
All the time. I sure am all the time cooking.
Well, yeah. Look, hopefully we'll get a chance to see you guys at the Sunrise Prayer Service next month.
Okay, that's a possibility.
Yeah, you know, it's August the 26th, and hopefully you and the deacon can come down and pray with us, or I can't recall if there's another beach that's going to be in operation or not, but I think this is the only one now that we're having this service right off of Pershing.
Yes, I think that's the information that I had received.
Right. Yes. Well, hopefully we get a chance to see you, Roberta. I just wanted to say hello. How are you enjoying the deacon's retirement there?
Well, he's only semi-retired, so, and you know, I have my own ministries, and I keep him busy within my ministry, so he think he's retired.
Right.
Yes. So,
well, God bless you, and we know that, at least I do, that you're keeping him, you know, busy, and it's all good busy, so may God continue to bless you and the deacon and your household and your whole family. And
thank you, and same to you and your family.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
Okay, all right, I'll give you Deacon back.
All righty.
So I won't ask you what you two cooked up, but, you know, we'll find out later.
Well, your wife is always cooking up something, Deacon,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm just going to be a participant in that. Look, okay. We're going to take another break here and then join you, and we're going to talk to you about the BCI retreat you just went on.
Yes.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to Holy Name Cathedral for the ordination of 6 priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago. We'll revisit the Good Friday Walk for Peace and talk with Cardinal Supich about anti-violence efforts in the city. And we'll show you the important work being done by the Archdiocese of Chicago's Immigration Ministry.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Okay, we want to thank all of our listeners who are listening to us wherever you are, either on 93 or 95 a.m. this morning. We're talking to Deacon Davis Fair, and he's going to describe to us his feelings and his experiences here at the recent BCI retreat. Deacon Fair, so you attended this retreat recently, right?
Yes, I did.
And I know you've had some experiences there that you, at least one in particular, that you would like to share with us. So what did you gain from this retreat?
The thing that really got my attention, the first thing that was spoken came from Father Joseph Brown, who was the retreat director.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known him for quite some time. Matter of fact, one of the first time I met him was the year I was ordained, and I attended a session down in New Orleans. And he was the director down there.
Okay.
But what he had said at the BCI retreat was, why are you here? And as I thought about that. You know, like I said before, it kind of reminded me of my encounters earlier in my life. And it really raised something in me to stop and think about why am I here? And I think it's a question that resonates if people would just take the time to think about it. We go to church each Sunday, and we hear, but do we hear? And the question should always be, why am I here? You know, when I leave here, you know, what did what was I instructed to do? You know, you don't go there just to sit down and enjoy the air conditioning or pick up a fan and work your exercise that morning, but it's there to receive something. You know, you're called to be there, just like I was called to become a deacon, you know. And it constantly reminds me to always look at why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Even in my own church, even though my abilities and, you know, physicalness and all this kind of stuff as I age have deteriorated to some degree, I'm still there, you know, being present. People still come with their burdens. They want to have someone to listen to them.
Yes.
You know, you may not have the answers, and it's not necessary that you have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, to be present. That retreat really opened up a new insight to me personally, that there are still a number of things that I can do.
Yes.
That I'm still called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be open to hear and to listen to what others have to say, because that's the way I was brought in, by listening to what someone else had to say. I don't know why, and perhaps it's not my business to even know why. My business is to do. Just to listen and do what someone else, hear their need and try to do something about it.
Yes. And it appears to me that, you know, that's a very important niche that you're filling. I mean, everyone needs to be heard,
yes.
You know, from what I can tell. And then, Deacon, I know you're not on Facebook. At least I don't think you are.
No, I'm not.
Right. And it's a good thing maybe that you're not. But because I am sort of inclined to be on there from time to time, mostly because of business, I can see very easily the people who need to be heard, who want to be heard. And there are so many people out there crying for help.
Yes.
You know, and as you said, why am I here? And if you're here just to, you know, provide an ear for someone, that is so important.
Yes.
I can see that. It's a lot of people out there hurting. And one of the ways that they're trying to express that pain is, you know, through social media.
Yeah.
You know, I get various things sent to me almost on a daily basis from a couple of individuals. And it tells me that, you know, they're really crying out for attention. They're crying out for someone to listen to them and,
mm-hmm.
and hear them. And I'll tell you this, each and every one of them that are responsible for sending these things to me, you know, I talk to them from time to time. And I do provide an ear, but I tell you, they need it every day, it seems.
Yes, yes.
You know, now you can provide a little time for me. You can hear me in my concerns once in a while, but I just don't think, you know, my need is that great. Thank God, you know, I have a God who listens. I have spiritual advisors who listen. And, you know, I get, you know, the help I believe that I need, and the biggest help, as I just stated, or you stated, is just someone listening. And so I have that, but there's a lot of people out there that are lacking that.
Well, we have a lot of people who, like I said before, attend church on a regular basis. And my message to them this morning would be, you know, to answer that question for themselves. You know, why are you here? You know, look for something. You know, I mean, We know the ills that are out there. We know the suffering that's out there. That's nothing new. But the question is, what can I do?
That's it.
You know, don't leave it up to some agency when you can do just a little something. You know, it reminds me of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I grew up on the west side of Chicago in the early 40s and 50s. And it was hard times for people back then. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, men coming to knock on the back door looking for some food, you know. And my grandmother would not hand any food out the back door. Mm-hmm. You came in, you sat down at the table. Mm. You know, you sat at the table. That's all these people are asking for, just a chance to sit at the table.
Yeah,
to be fed in some way by someone, a total stranger, who may just say, good morning, how are you today? You know, feed me something today.
Yes. It reminds me of the story in the gospel where Jesus was sitting at the table. You know, surely she was confident that Jesus could provide something for her, you know.
Exactly.
If the dogs can receive the scraps, certainly
I should
be able to receive something.
Exactly.
And Deacon, what you're saying is that, you know, we all can do something, and we surely can. And you're right. I've always said, too, that if you said, you know, don't be sitting back waiting for someone to have an agency or whatever do for them. You know, many times people will be observers, and they will say, why don't somebody do something?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I say, that somebody is you.
Exactly, exactly. You know, we hear it all the time. Somebody say, well, I'm going to pray for you. Yeah, but they're going to pray for you tomorrow. You know, I need the prayer today. I don't need it tomorrow. You know, tomorrow will take care of itself. You know, pray for me now. You know, so this is, you know, this retreat is a wake up. You know, and we need to have more people attend retreats. We need to get away sometime to get away from our daily activities, and to just to sit and listen, and be inspired to walk away from a weekend of, you know, hearing someone speak and energize ourselves to go out and be willing to do something with what we've heard, to be, you know, to wake that inner thing up in us to go out and do something.
Well, Deacon, the Black Catholic Congress did that for me last week in Florida, so I know exactly what you're saying. Do us a favor. Pray for us, all the listeners, and those who need someone to listen to them and those who need to be heard. Say a prayer for us before we end our show.
Lord, we need your help. You are the source of everything that we are. You know our needs, and you have provided us with the means in order to take care of them. All that you ask us to do, we are capable of doing. All that you wish that we would hear from you, we have the ears to hear that. We have the eyes to see the suffering around us. And so, as someone who has the eyes, the capabilities, the joys, everything that we have that he has given to us, and the only thing that he asks is that we show that love to our brothers and sisters in their needs. And then when we satisfy their needs, we satisfy our own needs. The joy of being able to touch someone else's life in a positive way. And so the question still remains, why am I here? Answer that question. Try to seek the answers for that question. And you will find the joy that exists for all of us, that we share the goodness of our Lord and Savior. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.